Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Well, it's 10 o'clock at night, Eastern time, and something woke me from my slumber, and that something was Donald Trump posting 25 times on his Truth Social. He is officially losing his shit. What did he post that made me have to run out to my studio and have to record a little political commentary piece? This right here. Taylor wants you to vote for Donald Trump, to which he says, I accept. Okay, let's talk about the problems. Problem number one, clearly AI generated. Problem number two, clearly gonna piss off Taylor Swift's management. Problem number three, you're provoking Taylor into doing something Taylor might not have done before you posted this. Let's talk about that. As a celebrity, you don't always want to throw your hat into the political ring because you are trying to appease every side of everything to make money, to be more famous. This, that, and the other. The Rock went on Fox a while back. Why Fox? I don't know. Something about that Rock guy that just doesn't strike me the right way. But he went on to make sure that he was on record as not endorsing Joe Biden. Not really like, you know, I mean, he said he wasn't going to endorse anyone. But the whole point of it was him not endorsing Joe Biden, which I found to be like a roundabout way of saying that he supported Donald Trump because he went on Fox News to denounce Biden and then wouldn't just say one way or the other. It was kind of like vague and kind of like, The Rock smells Trump, you know, something along those lines. You know, I don't know. Maybe he wants to take Trump's sock off and go back to the Rock and sock connection. I don't know. But that was weird. But my point here is Taylor Swift was not necessarily going to endorse or do anything. I think she will, but it's not a given. But now, she very well may do something super crazy. I've been wondering all week if on the last day of the DNC, does Taylor Swift perform on the last day of the DNC? Surprise guest, not announced, no rumors. She just shows up. How dumb does this look? And people will spin it however they want to spin it. They're going to say, oh, Trump is just playing. He's so playful. No, he's freaking the fuck out. He's freaking the fuck out. I cuss on this obscure politics. That's why it's obscure. Everybody's trying to be so calm and nice. Now we're going to cuss. But this is dumb. This is dumb, 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 dumb. He's worried. He is very worried. He thinks that this might actually help him. And some Swifties may actually be like, did you see what Taylor, like, we got to vote for Donald. He might actually think that's going to happen. It's not. Taylor Swift is not going to let this happen. Her management team's not going to let this happen. This is going to cause problems. This is going to cause some major problems. And if she wasn't, like, going to endorse anyone, if she was going to sit on the sidelines before, which, again, I don't think she was, she absolutely will not be sitting on the sidelines now. Trump just created yet another nightmare in his Nightmare on Elm Street saga. Elm Street being Mar-a-Lago. He's screwed, man. He is seriously screwed. and I'm sure there's more that's going to come out closer to election time, dumb shit like this is going to put him in even more of a world of hurt. I accept. Are you serious? And it doesn't even look like Taylor Swift. It looks like Tim Curry from Rocky Horror Picture Show. This is so bad. And then he went on and did some kind of like she's so beautiful thing. Where was that? Hold on. Oh, yes. Here it is.
What do you think about Taylor Swift? The most famous, one of the most famous people right now.
Yeah, I think she's beautiful. Uh-huh. Very beautiful. I find her very beautiful. Uh-huh. I think she's liberal. She probably doesn't like Trump. But I hear she's very talented, but I think she's very, I think she's a very beautiful, actually, unusually, beautiful.
Yeah. First we had the picture you saw a second ago, then he calls her beautiful 5 times, unusually beautiful. He's literally trying to like butter up or think that his charm, because he's so much better looking than a Kamala Harris, or so much better looking than any human on the planet. He's better looking than anyone. He's got the best looks and the best air accordion of anyone that's ever done it. They've never done it so beautifully as Donald J. I try my best to have patience. I live in Appalachia. I know a ton of Trump voters, and a ton of them are genuinely solid people, and I will never understand. Actually, I do understand. It's because they don't really even watch or listen to what he does. It's like sideline voters. They're not paying attention to anything. They just know Trump is the Appalachian pick. Yeehaw! Bew! They just know that he's the guy they pick, because Democrats are evil. If they would look into Trump a little bit, they might change their vote. They might not. Simple times around here in Appalachia. But I really do believe that he done did fucked up, son. He done did fucked up, as they say in Appalachia. Oops. Done. Hopefully. We'll see. But as soon as Taylor Swift will change. If she just like mobilizes people that weren't going to vote, like, she could be direct, and I have no problem with it. She could be very direct and say, if you're a Swiftie, I want you to go vote, and I endorse Kamala Harris. That's what she should do. It's go time for America. You got to pull out all the big guns. So there you go. Donald posting AI bullshit after complaining about Kamala's AI bullshit that was false. Here we fucking go, man. I did a video earlier saying he was going to spiral deeper and deeper and deeper out of control. 25 Truth Social posts just today. In like the span of an hour or something like that. He's losing his shit. He's finally starting to figure out that some of these poll numbers aren't fake. He ran a poll on Truth Social. Mind you, whoop, there it is. He ran a poll on Truth Social that said he got 63% of the vote on Truth Social. His platform, RFK Jr., got 22%. And he posted this because he's like, look at the polls. Look at the polls. I guess Taylor don't like Trump, but Trump will win. Third person, look at the polls. Dude, come on, man. Losing his mind, convincing himself he's going to win any way he can. Stay tuned. More coming from Obscure Politics and the absolute downward spiral, says Trent Reznor. I know his name's Reznor. But the downward spiral is in full effect.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever, and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
My God, everybody, it is a joy to be a part of the show, watching Donald Trump self-implode every single day of this campaign. Corey Lewandowski back on board. Like, this is gold. This is absolutely fantastic gold. I didn't have a ton of hope, but the hope has been just steadily increasing. And now we have this guy, Corey Lewandowski, who's going to let Trump be Trump. And let's play some clips here. First and foremost, this is from yesterday. This is Trump being Trump.
A lot of people, we're not going to let this socialist lunatic, and she's a socialist lunatic. That's the other thing. Please, sir, please don't call her a lunatic. I said, but that's what she is. She's a lunatic. She's a lunatic. She's going to destroy our country.
Oh, sure.
And she's going to break our economy even more than it's broken. We have a broken economy. Our supply chain is gone. You know, you order something now.
Look at these people. Okay, she's bored. He's bored. She's bored. She's looking at her fucking self. He's asleep. She's bored. I don't know what he is. These folks, it is so clear that they pick these people out and put them behind him. Like, yesterday, John Cooper posted on Threads that he found a Craigslist listing where people were literally being paid to come to this rally yesterday, or maybe it was the North Carolina one, but they're putting Craigslist ads out to try to pack these houses. So there's people getting paid to come to these rallies. And this was a real listing. Now, whether it was a real listing from the Trump campaign or a real listing from somebody on the other side or just somebody playing games, we don't know that. But I think when you look at Trump and you listen to him and you understand that all he cares about is fame, 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 crowd size, popularity, and people's just obsession with him on the hard right, there's not much reason to think he's not paying folks to show up. Let's continue this clip because it's downright hilarious, to be honest.
As a personal order, the order doesn't come. The supply chain is broken. Whoever thought of it? We never even talked about supply chain. Supply chain just worked. And because of what they've done, they've broken our supply chain. On election day, we're going to tell her.
He doesn't have anything besides just basic bullshit to talk about. Like, say something real, man.
That we've had enough. We said, Kamala, you are a horrible vice president. You're going to be a horrible president. We're not going to take it anymore. Kamala!
All right, folks, this is when you hold the signs up. We're paying you good money to do this. Hold the signs up.
You're fired. Get out of there. You're fired.
That's all he's got. Jesus Christ.
Not going to take it anymore, Kamala.
And this, this reaction from his cult is why he thinks he's going to win, because he hears this, and in the moment, see, in this reaction, the hard right cult cheering around him, this is why he's not truly that worried that he's going to lose. Like that loud pop when he said you're fired, that's what makes him think he's going to win. And that is great for us that he's that ridiculous that he thinks that loud pop from saying you're fired spells victory. Let's keep going. More reason for him to think he's going to win.
We're not going to take it anymore. We have a country to save. And how about the fake news? Oh, look at them all back there. Look at all those cameras. Look at all those cameras. Wow. Look at all those cameras, all those fake writers. Look at them.
All the victims behind him with the complex.
I mean, Time Magazine. Think of this. Time Magazine doesn't have a picture of her. They have this unbelievable artist.
Look at this dude's shirt. I have PTSD. Pretty tired of stupid Democrats. Like, these people are insane.
Drawing her. And I said, is that Sophia Loren? I couldn't.
I voted for Trump. You fucking think?
Who might that be? Is that Elizabeth Taylor? They say she was a beautiful woman.
Oh, that's nice. We have somebody's kid back there waving. Like, they get to hear all this hateful bullshit.
Who is it? It's so beautiful. Drawing. It's a drawing. They took a lot of pictures.
Those tiny hands.
So they hired a sketch artist. I said, I'm sure, oh, they must be celebrating the great life and times of the magnificently beautiful Sophia Loren. And you're not allowed to say this anymore. You know, David, don't ever get caught in this trap, David, please. Don't ever call a woman beautiful, because that'll be the end of your political career. Please. I want to make your life much easier, David. By the way, he's also got a great wife, I have to say. He's got a great wife. But, you know, I mean, I read a so-called Republican who Ronald Reagan didn't like, by the way, and she didn't like him, but she got credit for being this Reagan speechwriter. Highly overrated. I don't know anything about her. I don't know her. Treats me badly, but that's okay. She called it wrong. She's called it wrong now for about 8 years. But she said one thing that got me. She said Kamala has one big advantage. She's a very beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman. So I decided to go back and reread the clause. I'm not saying he's not, but I say that I am much better looking than her. I
think God.
Much better. Much better. I'm a better looking person.
Look at this guy back
Kamala.
There.
No, I couldn't believe it. She said, you know, I had never heard that one. They said, no, her biggest advantage is that she's a beautiful woman. I'm going, huh. I never thought of that. I'm better looking than she is.
I'm better looking than she is. Dude, you... What? What is happening? What? This dude is... He is... I expect every couple of days for Kamala to gain like half a point on this guy in everything. If he keeps spiraling the way he's spiraling, I know this sounds optimistic. Is it really out of the question that, like, most states turn blue if he keeps on this path of spiraling? And, yeah, he's going to have the people. He's going to have the people who just love the hateful rhetoric, the bullshit, the comedy. He's not funny. Like, he's not even funny. You've got people riding the high of seeing something live, and he's like a novelty act at this point. Quite comical. Real quick, let's take a look at Corey Lewandowski's first interview, because this first appearance on TV, I believe, because this is something to behold as well.
Talking about a congressional or presidential medal of freedom that was given to Sheldon Adelson, who's now deceased, and was talking to his wife, a billionaire donor. Forget for a second what he really meant or anything like that. Why in a time when the president is clearly on, President Trump is clearly playing defense in the campaign, give the media and give people who don't like Donald Trump an opportunity to say that he compared what a billionaire donor did in an award they received to the most heroic award for valor in America?
You know, it's interesting. When the president awards the honor that only a president can bestow on people, it's not just to the billionaire donor class. We've seen this given to some of those incredible Americans who have achieved the American dream or done something so exemplary that they didn't serve in our armed services. And look, I am a military family. My brother was an active duty Marine for 26 years. My father in Vietnam, my grandfather in World War II. So I don't.
I just want to be clear. You're doubling down on the idea that the Congressional Medal of Honor is much better than the Medal of Honor. The Presidential Medal of Freedom is better than the Congressional Medal of Honor.
No, Leland, what I'm saying is there are people who deserve to be recognized for their incredible
work. We're not disputing that.
Yeah, he's doubling down. That's exactly what he's doing. Sorry for the grainy video. This is great, though. This is great, 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 great news for Democrats. The fact that this guy, Corey Lewandowski, is going to come back, let Trump do whatever he wants, which is what we want, because whenever he gets up on stage and the crowd feeds him, he will say some downright nasty shit. And we're here for it because, yeah, we don't want to hear it because we want everything to be so much more kosher. But to be done with Trump, we have to let him basically implode. He's going to do it. It's hard to tell what we're going to see in the next 70 some odd days. But I can tell you one thing, we're going to see a lot. And every time he opens his mouth, he loses voters. That's just the fact of the matter. Every single time he opens his mouth, he loses hundreds, if not thousands, of voters. And as we saw in 2020, you cannot afford to lose even a few thousand voters. Here for it, 100% Obscure Politics. See you guys on the next one. Peace out.